I'm not sure where I find them, but I've got an emotional intelligence and self-mastery expert on the line. Her name is Nikki Langman. Nikki, it's a pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
What a fabulous title you've gotten. But essentially, it's all about the fact that unintentionally, we spend a major part of our life trying to please others and we ignore us. And you're all about don't ignore you, dare to be you. Please explain.
Absolutely. And dare to be you. I think that has to be a new hashtag. But that basically is the essence of authenticity, is about your own uniqueness, which is your superpower, and how to understand who you really are, how to understand your uniqueness when the rest of the world is telling you who you should be.
Yeah, isn't it interesting? I find that as I've got older, sometimes I'm leveled at people close to me, oh, you're just becoming a grumpy old man. And I go, no, I'm not. I'm just owning it. I'm owning me. And that sort of confronts them.
Yeah, absolutely. Owning me. I love it. But you're right, but that can have a lot of cobwebs there. So to be able to say, I own me, means that you have done the work to go and clear out those cobwebs, and that's impressive and phenomenal. I wish we could all do that.
I think everyone should go away and read some early books by Dr. Wayne Dyer, and he really delves into this own yourself, be the best you can, love others, but own what it is and you do and what you like, and you're saying we don't do that enough.
No, we don't. And that's largely because there are so many lies that we tell ourselves. So, you know, one of the simplest questions in the world is, who are you? Yet that's one of the hardest to answer because most people feel like they already know the answer to that. But what they really have the answer to is, who am I with regard to your expectations of me? Do I meet your criteria? And well, rather than going the inside out.
And it starts early, doesn't it? Because, you know, parents, children should be seen and not heard, and all those really double negatives that we get. It takes a long time to work out through that, you know, that pool of mud, and then start blossoming and owning exactly who it is. I don't like doing that. I prefer to do this, and I actually don't care that it upsets you. I'm going to chase my dreams. I'm going to give it a good run.
And I wish that was the case for everyone. But what we tend to do more often is we'll change ourselves to meet other people's expectations. So as you were saying, from a very young age, we are absolutely categorized, labeled from day one. In fact, start with your own name. You didn't choose your name. Somebody else chose it for you, and you've just accepted that and adopted that as who you are. Now take that through your school years, what marks you got, what teacher's feedback was, how you measured up on standardized testing were all ways of showing you what society thinks you should be. And, you know, and then when we get into our adulthood, we start to triple a lot because we realize that we actually don't have the answers. We don't know who we are, what's important to us, because we spent most of our formative years being told, not being encouraged to see.
That's because the road less traveled is so damn hard. You keep coming up against other people's perceptions of what should and shouldn't be. My special guest is Nikki Langman, emotional intelligence and self-mastery expert. What a brilliant label. Hold on there, Nikki. We'll play a tune and we'll come back and talk a little bit more here on the KZ Network. The Breakfast Experience. I'm in the middle of a chat with Nikki Langman, emotional intelligence and self-mastery expert. It's tough being an individual on your own track. It's tough having to be put up with labels like recalcitrant, doesn't listen. I see that as empowerment. And, of course, you've got to have respect and you've got to have humility and all that sort of stuff as well to be a rounded person at the other end.
Yes, you do. And I think our number one biggest fear is rejection.
Yeah.
And that fear of, if I do this, you will reject me. Or if I don't do this, you will reject me, is oftentimes where people, you know, just choose to not even open that topic whatsoever.
Yeah. And then you get little beetroots like me who really rejoice in the fact that you don't like it. I'm going to crack on harder.
The other thing, too, is when we are adults and we do, let's say, buck the system, we you know, purposely rebel and say, hey, wait a minute, I don't believe in that institutionalized thinking. I'm going to think differently. I'm going to think for myself. That's okay. But if we reject those unspoken rules of mainstream society and, you know, bravely attempt to step outside of it and we fail, then we're damned, we're shamed into identifying with that failure.
And that's the tough bit, you see, because you've got to get through that, don't you, to realize. Like, do you reckon as a race, as a human race, we'd be anywhere where near where we are now if we did as we're all told? You know, if we didn't have people through history just go, stuff the rules, I'm doing my way.
It would be a very, very different looking world indeed.
It'd be beige, wouldn't it?
It would be very beige, very beige. So what I like to talk about is about, you know, kind of understanding that those labels have been there for you since you were born, and understanding that probably most of your cognitive processes are going to be around the self-image that you are trying to give to other people. But to fully be yourself means that you're looking at the dark side too. And we all have it. We all have it. Most of us just don't choose to see it. But when we're able to go back into ourselves, and during this pandemic has been a great time for people to do a lot of introspection in a healthy way, to redefine, wait, what do I like to do? What is important to me? What do my core values look like? And, you know, am I willing to stay true to who I am, even though other people may not?
And when things are taken away from us with a COVID-19 pandemic lockdown and stuff like that, I think people get the what's-her-name scared out of them, because they realize just how much of their life they have been living for other people and not themselves.
Indeed. Indeed, indeed. And, you know, I talk to a lot of women's groups, and so kind of focusing on females here for a moment.
Yeah.
We are told that it is not okay to put ourselves first. And so I say, no, wait a minute. We actually need to be doing more self-centeredness. Because if your tank isn't full, if you are running on empty, if you are exhausted, you cannot possibly give the best of yourself to other people.
Correct.
And that is true for men as well. But, you know, I just say that to the ladies because, you know, it's kind of been, it's burned into us that we're not allowed to take care of ourselves and to do things that we like that are going to make us feel valuable and successful.
Well, Nikki, it's lucky for the listener I haven't taken the cork out of my breakfast, because I could sit here and talk about this until probably mid-afternoon. What a fabulous topic. I appreciate your time, and hopefully given a bit of food for thought for people listening. Nikki, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me today.
Nikki Langman there, emotional intelligence and self-mastery expert. Discuss.